With a 20-plus year career in the industry, filmmaker Vanessa King, having returned to the St John area, has created a new short-form mystery series set around the nearby St Martins. The new Bell5 TV series, The Slack, described by King as a maritime noir, airs in February. Based around the local fishing industry, it also incorporates a lead character experiencing the effects of a brain injury, something King herself went through some 15 years previously. Originally from St Andrews, King, the creator, co-writer and director of The Slack, through her production company Carp 4 Horse Media, spoke with local 107.3 FM about the process of getting the story to the small screen in her backyard. King also described how her own experiences informed the story of a narrator who may be unreliable even to herself.
The story at its center is about a woman who has suffered a brain injury. And it's something that I know very personally, and I'm using a lot of the referral from my experiences in the actual series itself. There's a period of time that you just become like an unreliable narrator. Your brain is telling you one thing, and you're not sure if you believe it. There's like this real intense brain fog that you have. It's like a highlight reel, I guess you could say. And that's what she's sort of going through while she tries to figure out who is responsible for this missing fisherman.
I kind of want to start with where the idea came from, I guess. At least in part, it's quite personal. But where did it sort of originate?
About 15 years ago or so, I was in a car accident. I had a pretty severe brain injury. For the first couple years afterwards, I was experiencing a lot of the same things that you see in this show. The brain fog, the missing memories, the unreliable narrator that your brain can be. And I knew that there was a story in there, and so I wanted to sort of pursue what that would look like from a character's perspective of something terrible. Nothing like May's situation ever happened to me, but it was something that I was really curious about. So that was sort of the catalyst for the story. And then I have a dear friend who's a co-writer on this, and she sort of walked me along the journey, because it's really hard to tell a story about something that you've experienced, and was great at like just throwing out prompts, and we would sort of work together on crafting it. We had to put May in a situation that really caused her to second guess everything and everyone around her. So the story has basically been produced at the higher level by Bell5 TV, and they love hyper-regional work. So knowing that, and knowing, I mean, I wanted to tell a very local story with people that people would recognize in places that people would recognize. And so I knew that just our economy of fishing and the water is so important to the area. So that's what kind of where I knew that I wanted the story centered around there. I also knew I wanted to shoot it basically in my backyard. That was sort of the location, and then finding the issue within May, like the actual catalyst for the story. That was my co-writer who was like, oh, I did some research and there's this interesting thing about illegal elver fishing in New Brunswick. And that was sort of just like what prompted us to sort of dive into it. The area of St. Martin's, Hampton, and where I live is just such a beautiful area. It's something that we take advantage of how pretty it actually is. And it's sort of untouched, untapped beauty where it hasn't really been on screen before. I know St. Martin's has had a few productions, but it just hasn't been shown. And it's just, I feel like it just made sense.
The other thing I just kind of wanted to ask a bit about is about casting as well, and kind of like what you were looking for your main characters.
So Lenny Parker is the lead. She plays May, who is a natural resources protection officer, not the actual title of anybody around here, but that's what we chose to call her. I've known Lenny for more than 20 years. She's someone I worked with, and we've just had this like wonderful friendship ever since then. So I always knew I wanted to work with Lenny again. She's actually local. She grew up in the St. John-ish area, so she was also drawn to the story. She's also just such a dynamic actor. I also wanted it to be very local. I wanted to have as many New Brunswick actors as I could. Maestro Fresh West is in it. I have Clem McIntosh in it, and I have Ryan Griffith in it. So it's all like real powerhouse people. So I was really fortunate that they all said yes.
What were some of the challenges? I mean, was this your first directing work?
I mean, telling a story that you're connected to, I think, is also just like the biggest hurdle. It's hard to actually get anything out because it becomes kind of like an improper form of therapy. And so sometimes you find yourself getting caught up on stuff. So there's this other side of it too, where it is my first time directing and I was very nervous to direct because it's a whole other side of your brain that you use when you're directing. One of the things, it was a challenge for me to do it. I was encouraged to do it by a lot of people that I talked to about it, just you know, I was definitely going into this with a little bit of imposter syndrome. But I think it was more just like a challenge of just trusting myself that I have been on enough sets and seen enough of this and know what I wanted out of the story. And that's the most important part, I think, of being a director, like besides being able to lead your crew, it's also leading your story. And I mean, I'm proud of the way that we went from start to finish. But I would say, like, of challenges, just the trust in myself of being able to tell the story the way I wanted it to was definitely way up there.
I was going to ask about your background and what brought you to this stage and how that experience, I suppose, has, you know, guided you and helped you in actually putting your own vision to the screen.
My very first film I worked on in New Brunswick, 20 plus years ago, was an experience that kind of opened me up to the entertainment industry and the possibilities there. And so I've been able to sort of nestle myself in the entertainment industry kind of behind the scenes for about 20 years and outside of New Brunswick. And I recently moved back. I'm from the St. Andrews area. I grew up there. And decided I kind of wanted to try my hand here. The experiences that I've had up to this point have influenced me in a way that, you know, I value everybody that says yes, that wants to work on my crew, because I know how important every single one of those people are. I value people's time. I value people's own personal experiences. And I think that when you bring people together to work on a crew for 4 days, it's really just saying like, hey, thanks for giving me your entire life for 4 days. And I've had some great mentors who have just been like, you know, always say thank you, always make sure that everybody knows that they're appreciated, and always make sure that you know how everybody's feeling on set. So I've been able to like sort of carry that through, and I think that was really helpful on the shoot.
I kind of wanted to ask a little bit about influences as well, particularly for this project, but broadly speaking, the importance of telling stories.
I call them murder shows. That's not the genre, but they're murder shows. They're just shows where you kind of go in and there's a whodunit, and I love trying to be able to guess whodunit. And I wanted to create a show that I would want to watch. So that would be number one. Number two, I love any kind of noir. I think noir is a really fun genre. We're kind of coining this maritime noir because it's not actually a genre, and it really should be, in my opinion. The Maritimes bring just as much as any kind of Nordic noir that you could think of. Moody atmospheres and grays and blues and a fog. So I'm leaning into that. And I just love telling stories that people want to watch, I think is really what it is. I want people to sort of see themselves in the story or someone they know or have had that experience. So that's probably the most fun part about telling any kind of story. So my preferred method, I guess, of storytelling is television. I grew up with it, but you know, if someone handed me a feature, I wouldn't say no either.
What do you hope people experience? What do you hope people get out of the show?
Oh, I want them to like it. It's so funny. It's like, it's such an ego trip, but you're not going to please everybody, and you know that. But I want people to kind of fall in love with May. But I think seeing a little bit of themselves in her is great. The other side of it is I'm passionate about telling stories about people with brain injuries. They're just not talked about, and it is a debilitating lifelong injury. And it's, you know, the brain is kind of still misunderstood. Bringing that to the forefront is also really important. It's going to premiere early February, and it's right now only available on Bell5 TV or the Bell5 TV app. However, in the late spring, I'm hopefully having a community fundraiser for some of the causes that we talk about in the Slack. So stay tuned for more information there. You can follow the Slack on Facebook or watch the Slack on Instagram. I think at the core of the show is just about what we're surrounded by and who we're surrounded by. And I think that people leaving and reflecting on who they're surrounded by and what they're surrounded by is kind of what I'm going for.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.